KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, it's a very busy time of year on the high school sporting front with postseason competition going on, and state wrestling day number one is in the books after yesterday and will continue today and finish up on Saturday. And Jim Field will bring you reports here once again throughout the day today here on KJAN. Check out our sports page at KJAN.com to get you all the details of all those match results from yesterday. You may have to go to the second page there with all the stuff that's going on to check out some of those results. But Atlantic Cam had four wrestlers going in to the day yesterday in Class 2A competition, and they still have four wrestlers moving on here today. It was Easton O'Brien losing his opening round match at 106 pounds, 11-0. And then Abram Moore also fell 6-3 in his opening match. Joe Weaver at 126 was a winner, 9-3 in his first round matchup. And Cale Roller at 285 also was a winner at fall, or by fall, at the 418 mark of his contest. So both Roller and Weaver move on in the championship bracket. It was O'Brien and Moore falling into the consolations, and they won their first round consolation matches to keep moving on. At 106 pounds, Easton O'Brien winning 8-7 in his consolation contest, and Abram Moore at 113 was a winner 4-3. So they win by a point each there to advance on to competition, still in that consolation second round here today. Also, there were, of course, plenty of other winners from around the area in 2A. Jonathan Earp at 120, a first-round win. Ethan Lemon at 126 also was a first-round winner for Harlan. Justin McCunn of Red Oak, a winner at 160 in his opening match. And Jackson Kinsella of Creston was a winner at 182 in his first contest. Connor Maines of Red Oak, also a first-round winner at 195. And Crew Howard of Clarinda, a winner at 220 there in the opening round. Of course, plenty of results from the other classes in 3A and 1A as well. Again, check out our sports page to see all those full results. Day one state team scoring after the first day of action. Waverly Shellrock sits up atop the Class 3A standings. Also in Class 1A, it's Don Bosco out in front of the pack here after day one. And West Delaware leads the Class 2A team race. State wrestling reports scattered throughout the day once again from Jim Field. And our first report will come up after our morning trading post at 10:20 here this morning. Moving on to high school basketball, postseason play continued last night for Class 1A and 2A boys teams with 1A district quarterfinals and 2A district semifinals. We had a couple of 1A games for you last night from Cam High School in Oneida. And in the nightcap, it was Connor McKee going 11 of 12 at the free throw line, including 7 of 7 in the fourth quarter to help Cam seal a 71-66 win over Earlham. The Cougars led the majority of the game, but the Cardinals fought back hard in the final minutes. Thanks to a couple of steals, a big three from T.J. Harkins, the Cardinals got within two at 67-65 with under a minute to play. Connor McKee was fouled and calmly stepped up and knocked down two free throws to make it a two-possession game again. After a free throw to make from the Cardinals, McKee would add two more freebies to provide the final margin. After the game, McKee said he was glad he could come up big for the team and said he adjusted a bit after his first and only miss from the foul line on the night.
Yeah, so after my first miss, it just felt like it was off to the right. So I just focused on keeping my elbow in and just looking in the middle. And I think most of them ended up being like straight in or hit the rim a little bit. And at the end, I just don't really think about it as being like an end of the game situation, because then people start to overthink. So I just think about it like, you know, it's just another free throw.
Cam seemed to have a nice burst at the end of each period. The Cougars went on an 8-2 run in the first quarter to lead 16-10. Earlham came back to take a 26-24 lead late in the second quarter, but the Cougars answered with another 8-2 run to lead 32-28 at halftime. Jacob Holstey hit two big threes late in the third quarter to take the Cougars from a three-point lead to nine by the quarter break at 52-43. Cam head coach Nick Hodges said that energy was a big key.
That was a big thing. We were resilient tonight because, I mean, I knew Earlham, you know, they're a lot better than a seven seed coming out of that conference. And we knew that coming in, but I thought we responded well every time. Like you said, they would chip away.
Connor McKee finished with 20 points on the night. Jacob Holstey added 17. Cougars improved to 18-4 on the season. They advanced to the Class 1A District 14 semifinals coming up next Tuesday night. And Jackson Vandeveer led the Cardinals with 23 points, and T.J. Harkins finished with 17. The Cardinals in their season with a record of 9-13. Cam will advance now to take on Stanton as the Stanton Vikings hit a three to begin the second half and took the lead from Exira EHK, a lead they wouldn't let go of the rest of the way in a 52-43 win. And Vikings trailed the entire first half but got within two at halftime, 24-22. After grabbing the lead to start the second half, the Vikings increased the lead to as much as 12 down the stretch. They used some pressure defense and worked hard to gum up the lane and slow down Creighton Nelson inside for the Spartans. Nelson had 12 in the first half, many of those on easy buckets behind the defense. He finished with 19 in the game, but the Vikings made it much tougher to get looks in the second half. Stanton had three players in double figures. Tyler Peterson led the way with an impressive night of 14 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 blocks, and 5 steals. Keegan Day and Colby Royal each added 11 points for the Vikings. Stanton improved to 19-3 on the season. They'll move on to the district semifinals next Tuesday night against Cam back in Oneida. After the game, Exira EHK head coach Doug Newton talked about the Spartans giving the ball away a little bit too much there in some key moments.
Every time we looked like we were going to make a little headway, we had something happen that was pretty costly. It led to a pretty easy basket on the other end for them. So got to get better at taking care of the ball. I obviously can't do anything about it this year. But, yeah, we knew they were pretty quick coming in, probably quicker than us in probably 4 out of 5 positions. And we just didn't handle that very well. They laid off of us in the first quarter. We had one turnover and had a decent lead, and they turned the wick up on defense. And we had 7 turnovers in the second quarter. And once they got the lead, we were just playing from behind the whole time.
Newton said he was proud of the progress the team made from the beginning of the season here to the end. Tyler Peterson had 17 points for the Spartans as well. Exira EHK ends their season with a record of 11-11. You can hear the full postgame interviews with both Coach Newton and Coach Hodges on those stories on our sports page at KJN.com. Also in boys playoff action last night, in the other games there in Class 1A District 14, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's beating Southwest Valley 80-46, and Coon Rapids Bayard topped Audubon 41-39. In District 13, Bedford beat Diagonal 56-52. It was Mount Air over Clarinda Academy 71-19. Sydney beat Fremont Mills 62-38. And East Mills topped Lenox 71-51. In District 15, Booyer Valley a 61-26 win over Arweva. IKM Manning got by West Harrison 61-34. Woodbine escapes with a 52-49 win over Logan Magnolia in overtime. And it was St. Albert defeating Riverside 70-54. In District 2, St. Edmund of Fort Dodge, a 61-31 win over Grettinger Terrell. It was Bishop Garrigan, 83-37 over St. Mary's Storm Lake. Harris Lake Park beat Glidden Ralston, 65-46. And Newell Fonda was a 76-23 winner over Peyton Sherdan. In Class 2A play last night in District semifinal action, in District 15, it was Kemper Catholic squeaking by AHSTW as the Vikings season comes to a close. Kemper Catholic wins it 73-69. Panorama was a 69-46 winner over ACGC, also there in District 15. And in District 16, it was Tri-Center 63-52 over Clarinda, and Trainer 92-42 over Shenandoah. So it'll be Kemper and Panorama in the District 15 final and the District 16 final between Tri-Center and Trainer coming up here next week. Also, there were a few boys' regular season basketball games last night to wrap up their portion of the regular season. Dennison Schleswig topped Atlantic 71-42. It was Carroll getting an overtime win over Harlan 68-66. Abraham Lincoln beat Bellevue East 68-53. Sergeant Bluff Luton a 72-32 winner over Lewis Central. And Winterset was a 92-68 winner over Gilbert. That's a look at your boys basketball scores from last night. Tonight, the postseason continues for girls Class 1A and 2A with regional semifinals on the schedule. And in Class 1A Region 7, it'll be Exira EHK playing host to Stanton. That's a game we'll have for you here on KJN. Our pregame tonight starting at 6:45, tip-off at 7. Catch it here on air and tune in online as well. They're Exira EHK and Stanton in regional semifinal play. The other regional semifinal in that Region 7 is St. Albert taking on Central Decatur. That game is being played at Creston tonight. In Region 8, Peyton Sherdan is at Newell Fonda. Cam faces Woodbury Central. That game is being played in Denison. In Class 2A, in Region 3, Clarion Goldfield Dows is at West Hancock, and IKM Manning travels to Panorama. In Region 8, Mount Air will take on Logan Magnolia. That game is being played in Red Oak. And Nottoway Valley will face AHSTW. That game is being played here in Atlantic. All those games set for 7 o'clock tips here tonight, with the winners advancing to regional final competition. In college basketball, the 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes remained perfect at home in the Big Ten. Iowa raced out to a 27-8 lead in the outset and cruised to an 85-76 win over 25th-ranked Ohio State. Luka Garza had 24 points, but the Hawkeye bench was a big factor. Bakari Evelyn tied a season high with 15 points as the Hawkeyes moved to 10-6 in the league race.
We have some guys banged up, some guys out, and so me and Cordell both knew we had to step up tonight and do whatever we could to help this team get a must-win.
It was Iowa's sixth victory of the season against a ranked opponent, and Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey says the fast start set the tone. Jake LaRavia had 18 points and 7 rebounds, and Tyreek Key posted 18 points and 6 boards as Indiana State held off Northern Iowa 67-64 for an upset win there in the Missouri Valley. And sophomore guard Trevor Hudgens hit a lean-in off-balance jumper at the buzzer to lift number 1-ranked Northwest Missouri State to a 77-76 victory over number 17-ranked Missouri Southern. The triumph clinched the Northwest's 7th consecutive MIAA regular season title and was the 31st straight win at Bearcat Arena. Ryan Hawkins had 19 points in that victory last night there for the Bearcats. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.